The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien. How are you?
I'm barely recovering. I heard that comment about Gwyneth Paltrow and sometimes how she looks, I'll call it squint, and nearly choked on my water again.
Yeah, this is a conversation that we're having because in Sweden, the Central Party, which is the main political party, is going ahead and they're going to try and ban non-medical circumcision, which bodes very, very poorly for the very small Jewish population, but equally so for the very large Muslim population, because both of us are circumcised.
I was just about to say, and on the subject of Sweden, which is one of our topics for tonight, they have a brand new foreign minister. The previous one, Margot Hallström, she didn't like us too much. But this one, a new foreign minister who was sworn in on September the 10th. Her name is Ann Linde. She professes to be a better friend to Israel than her predecessor. She says that while she absolutely supports Israel's right to exist and it cannot be debated any other way, she says that in her opinion you cannot equate or there's no similarity between anti-Semitism and BDS. And I think, wasn't it just yesterday we were having this discussion that, you know, we will determine what we see as offensive to us and anti-Semitic. And if we can just remind the foreign minister that this is a movement or an organization or whatever they want to call themselves, that in their own mandate, on their own website, they have pledged for the destruction of the state of Israel, for the state of Israel as we know it, as the Jewish nation state, to not be allowed to exist. Just saying, guys.
Oh, my goodness me, Rolien. And the other one I saw last week was that Iran's very regular threats to wipe Israel off the map aren't anti-Semitic either. So, I don't know. Hashtag parallel universe, I suppose. Let's talk about Nikki Haley. Apparently, she's giving Bernie Sanders a smackdown.
Well, can we just all give Nikki Haley a round of applause? Even if you're in your car, don't take both hands off the wheel. But just...
Was that all right?
That is perfect. That is perfect. I mean, Nikki Haley, who, as we know, is the former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, and she really changed the dialogue around Israel at the U.N., and she's proving that just because she's out of office there doesn't mean she's not going to take a stand for Israel. So yesterday, we discussed Bernie Sanders' comments at the annual J Street conference, where he said he would be taking a massive chunk of the military budget that the U.S. allocates for Israel, bearing in mind that Israel is a major ally and cooperates with the United States on military and counterintelligence issues. Bernie Sanders said that should he be successful as the Democratic candidate and win against President Trump in the elections next year, that he's going to take a substantial amount of that and give it to Gaza. He says, in his opinion, our attitude towards the Gaza, the people of Gaza, and he fails to understand it's not the people of Gaza, it's the leadership of Gaza, is appalling, and he wants to correct the humanitarian situation on the ground, which is all very noble, but this some $3.8 billion that he proposes, he says that our relationship with Gaza is fundamentally wrong. So Nikki Haley on Twitter, on Facebook, and probably other social media platforms said, just when you thought Bernie Sanders couldn't get any more radical, he outdid himself. He wants to take money we give to Israel to defend itself from terrorists and give it to Gaza, which is run by terrorists. Unreal. Why isn't every other Democratic presidential candidate saying he's wrong? And not only has Nikki Haley given him a verbal or social media slapdown, I think, what do they say, Zanati? She's like, put him on blast, right?
Yes, that's exactly it.
I'm woke.
You're so
like
cool. You're
that,
so
guys.
Woke.
Well, according to Austin Gibbs, you're also the cherry on the top. He's actually just messaged. He says,
woke like that.
No, it says, you guys on the Overdrive show are amazing. A remedy for any traffic issue. The added bonus of Rolene Marks is just the cherry on top. Thanks, Austin. Isn't that
Thank
nice?
The tornado by your checks in the mail.
Just a reminder. She'll retweet you.
Right.
But Israel speak of Knesset, Julie Edelstein, also weighed in, and he said very simply, Bernie Sanders, stop talking nonsense.
Okay, well, that's certainly your opinion. Talk to us about the fact that Israeli embassies around the world are closed. Why is that?
Okay, so let's just look at the backstory here, because I know that social media's gone haywire. Our dear friends at BDS, they've been tweeting me all day thinking that this is some major win for them. It's got nothing to do with politics, boycotts, or anything like that. What the issue is that in cooperation with the Foreign Ministry, the Defense Ministry, and the Histadrut Labor Federation, they've all in agreement and in coordination have decided that all the embassies and consulates around the world will be shut starting at 1 a.m. this morning as they embark on a strike. And the reason for this is simple. A couple of months ago, I think we spoke about it here, the finance ministry had committed to a massive bailout for the foreign ministry because the ministry's a little bit cash-strapped, you know, financially. Incidentally, the foreign ministry is the only major ministry that hasn't seen a bump in its annual budget. In fact, their budget has pretty much decreased. And I know a lot of you are saying, how can this be? Because, you know, surely this goes a long way to kind of dealing with Israel's image around the world, and you would be absolutely right. So the understanding was that the Treasury or Finance Ministry would give a bailout that would retroactively pay back the thousands of dollars that diplomats, that envoys, military attachés around the world use for expenses. Expenses like being able to host delegations from other countries, a lot of the outreach work that they do, salaries, etc., etc. Incidentally, also, if you thought that being a diplomat gives you a very big salary, in this case, not so much. A lot of the diplomats complain a lot about their salaries and have embarked on strikes a few times. So in protest to this, and also because the finance ministry has said not only are we not going to reimburse you, but you're going to have to pay your own expenses, they said enough is enough and have embarked on a strike.
Rolene, you're going to end with a good news story today.
I am, because this is my promise to you guys. Very, very cute. Our Miss Israel, Noy Ben Artsi, she's 22 years old. She's from Tel Aviv. She has just participated in the Miss Asia Pacific International. I mean, I don't know where they get the idea that Israel's part of Asia Pacific, but anywho. But she
Let's start the Eurovision conversation, Rolene.
There's another Eurovision plus Australia.
Exactly. Okay, so she was in part of the what's it?
Asia Pacific.
She was part of this Asia Pacific International. I mean, I didn't know that these beauty pageant things still continue, but they do. Anyhow, she was voted Miss Congeniality by
She's Sandra Bullock.
Just like Sandra Bullock, only Israeli.
Oh, my word. That's a fantastic story. And that's where we leave it tonight. Thank you, Rolene Marks, because apparently you are the cherry on the top.
Thank you, guys. God bless. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.